Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're talking about that parking study that Brian just mentioned. Wallet Hub out with a parking survey that's raising some eyebrows around here. It says on average, we pay $27.44 for 2 hours of parking in Buffalo. Sam Irachi is joining us live from Buffalo Civic Auto Ramps. Sam, I've always thought of Buffalo as being among the cheapest cities for parking. How did you take this when you heard this?
I don't think they have any idea what they're talking about. And maybe the fact that they got information from the Bureau of Transportation Studies and Wallet Hub is centered in Washington, D.C., so maybe their math isn't that good.
Yeah, looking at the survey, I think a lot of people would say an average of close to $30 per 2 hours definitely seems a little high from what everyone's used to paying, whether it's in a garage or just on the street somewhere. But special event parking can be, you know, inflate those prices. And there has been a few complaints about special event parking at some of the lots around the city. Could that be what's giving Buffalo a bad name, just those special events?
Well, if they meant special events, they should have said so. It's a deceptive report. It's not fair to the city and all the people, including the mayor and the council that and the BCAR board that work hard to keep the rates low. Really, if people want to get the right information, the industry experts in this area are parkingpropertyadvisors.net and Parkopedia. Buffalo isn't even in the top 40 most expensive parking cities in the country. So maybe Wallet Hub should take a look at those sites rather than using like the Center of Disease Control as part of the where they got their information. I think it'd be a little bit more accurate.
Sam, what do we pay right now for parking in the city of Buffalo?
For all the city-owned facilities that Buffalo Civic manages, our top rate per day is $8. Our average monthly rate is $81. So for a monthly parker, they're paying on the average about 48 cents an hour. For special events, we never charge more than $10. All of that information is on our website, bcarparking.com. It's posted in the facilities. So I really don't know what they're talking about. If they were talking about just special events, they should have said so, because that is totally misleading. Really what they should have been focusing on is hourly rates, daily rates, and monthly rates, and they didn't do that.
Is this the first time you've kind of heard Buffalo get a bad rap for parking?
Yes. I mean, just from a common sense point of view, you would know that the rates for parking in Buffalo aren't comparable to those in Chicago, but I don't think a lot of common sense was used in putting this so-called study together.
Do studies like this, do you think, cause some harm for the city?
Well, I do, because not only the city that owns the facilities, like I said, the mayor and the council and the BCAR board work hard to keep the rates low, just speaking for the public spaces. But all the private developers, all the businesses that invest in downtown, these types of reports do a disservice to those people that are working hard, that have contributed to making downtown better. All the progress between the medical corridor, canal side, and everything in between.
Have you thought of reaching out to the Department of Transportation or the Bureau of Transportation Statistics, where these numbers are supposedly coming from, and saying, hey, it's time you relook at Buffalo because your figures are a little off here?
I think we just became aware of this yesterday, but I'd be glad to reach out to them and maybe direct them to the people that really know what they're talking about. The private consulting leading national firm on parking rates and Parkopedia. Any of your listeners could go on to those sites and find out really what the actual story is. But I'm not sure how much good it would do, but I think it's worth a try.
All right, Sam, it's great of you to join us this morning and to kind of give us the better news than what we got from Wallet Hub. That's Sam Irachi from Buffalo Civic Auto Ramps.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.